Yesterday we spoke how important it is for one to fix their midot, and especially the midah of anava, and also to have to develop the fear of a sin, and that's where how we connected it to the idea of going down to Mitzrayim. That sometimes we go down, so to say, in our level, but that's in order for me to start developing the fear of sin, and to develop also the midah, the attribute or my character trait of being humble. So if I don't know how to humble myself, then Hashem will help me. And amen. Hashem will help me by quenching me, by humbling me, that I will understand that there's something above me. At the end of the day, Hashem just wants me to work on my character traits, that I should be humble, not chas v'shalom arrogant, or that my ego go out of control. So this is in general what we talked about yesterday. And we're in the second ma'amar of the Noam Elimelech in the Parashat Shmot, in the depending on the version you have, but we're at about halfway, probably even more than halfway through, into the ma'amar. We're starting with the line where it says Ishu Veito Bau. Now in the pasuk that we read in the parasha, it says, "Ve'ele shmot bnei Yisrael." These are the names of the sons of Israel, Habayim Mitzrayma, that come to Egypt, and it starts saying, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, names the names, and then it says in the verse, "Ishu ve'ito bau," a man and his house they came, which of course it's referring to that each one of the Shvatim came with his household, with his wife and kids. And not only with the wife and kids, also with the actual household. They relocated. They hired a moving company that came and banked all their stuff and then probably jacked up the price. And
Israeli mover?
Probably was an Israeli mover. And came and said, oh no, the estimate was very bad. They gave you a bad estimate here. It's triple, and there's packing materials, and I have to do insurance, and then it's going to have to go through customs, and sign here, 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 and here, and so they.
If you don't sign, we don't unload the truck.
Yeah, something like that. So nevertheless, it says Ishu Veito Bau, a man and the each it's referring to each one of the Shvatim. And his house, they came to Mitzrayim. But we like looking at it in a more of a deeper way. Ishu beito bau, a man and his house came, pirush, meaning hatzadik hazeh, hu batuach shelo yikashel b'shum chet. This individual that the Noam Elimelech calls him a tzadik, he's confident and sure that he won't fail in any sin. Ve'yavo yachad ishu beito. And he will come together, a man and his house. It's very important that we develop confidence that we're not going to sin. This is where the Yetzer Hara, he recognizes when you're insecure, so that's where he attacks you. If you have confidence in saying, no, I'm not going to sin, doesn't matter if the temptation will come, I will be strong. So what does it mean specifically, Ishu Veito? The man and his house. The ish nikra hadavuk. Ish, it means about a person that is glued to Hashem. I mean, the word is in Hebrew makes much more sense. Davuk. Davuk is to literally to bind or to be. I mean, the word comes from the word in Hebrew devek, glue, and davuk is something that is glued. And I mean, there's many different words in English to bind, to clean, to be attached. But really the right translation is to be glued. When you want something to be unseparable, you glue it. If you want something to bind it or to connect it in any other way, you'll maybe tie it together, you'll maybe make a wire around it. But when you want something to be completely attached and not to be able to be removed, you glue it.
Adhere.
Yeah. So when it's talking about the word ish, it's talking about somebody who's glued to Hashem. Uveito, and his house, means hainu pnimiyuto, his essence, his pnimiyut, his inner being. What does that mean? What is this really his essence? The hainu, hayira v'anava shebo, his fear of sin, and the attribute of anava, of being humble. Shneem yachad yavo b'shalom. Both of them should come in peace. Both his fear of sin and his anava should come in peace. V'keilu kvar ba'u, like as if they already came. Like as if I already achieved the level of yirah and the level of anava. This is what it means when it says, v'zehu Yaakov ish tam yoshev o'alim. This is what it means about Yaakov being a ish tam, as a perfect individual. Yoshev o'alim means that he sits and dwells in a tent and learns Torah. Rashi explains, mi she'eino yode leramot. A person that is tam, innocent or a perfect individual, is a person that doesn't know how to cheat. That person is called tam. Remez ledvarenu, this is a hint in what we're saying here above. Shatzadiku biira v'anava, that the person is with the fear and the attribute of anava, who is tam, the person that is innocent, very simple. But it says bishnei ohalim, in two tents. What does these two tents means? The hainu means, what does it mean? As biyardo mitvekuto lemata, when he goes down from his level of being adhere in with Hashem, he goes down. Even though afal pichen, he still stays in that level of tam. That level that he doesn't know how to cheat. She'eino nichshal b'shum chet. He doesn't fail in any type of sin. Yesh tzadik asher lifamim kshenofelim b'madrigoto yachol leichashel b'zechet chalila. Sometimes, a person that falls down from his level, we mentioned yesterday, it's not so bad to go down from your level. That going down from your level, we mentioned that it's the going down in order to ascend, to catch momentum, to go to a lower level, to actually to be able to deal with something that is located in a lower level. It doesn't mean when I'm going down in my level that I'm losing something. If you remember, yesterday we mentioned that when you're single, it's easier to pray with no distractions. There's no kid pulling on your pants. Abba, I need to go to the bathroom. You have time to learn because nobody's bothering you. You don't have to change diapers, you don't have to go to the bathroom and dress kids and feed them and clean and run. And you have kids, you're very distracted. So it seems to our parents that after she was single for a while and was able to really focus on their service of God, suddenly comes kids, I can't really serve God the same. It seems like you go down in your level. Once I used to pray 2 hours, now I have to pray quickly because I have to go home, help my wife, or I have to attend the kids. Doesn't mean necessarily that I go down in my level. Rather means that I'm changing, I'm shifting the type of service to God. Now, yes, I will pray less time. I might not be so focused on my prayer, but I have to start working on my midot. Kids require a lot of patience, and kids require a lot of understanding, and we all have some type of a spark of anger in us. Kids really work on your ability to control your anger, so not to say, not to scream, not to lose your temper. So you're just changing, you're shifting the type of how you're serving Hashem now. Okay, so you don't pray for 2 hours, but you're really working on your midot. So not always when you go down from your level, it seems like you're going down from your level. Doesn't mean you're going down from your level. But it says that some people, when a person, that when they go down in their level, right away there's the ability to fail into sin. Chas v'shalom. For example, I'll give you an example. When I was in yeshiva, then, you know, in yeshiva there's no temptations. There's no, well, at least when I was in yeshiva, there wasn't such a thing as smartphones, so you don't have internet all day long. So there wasn't internet in the yeshiva. Once a week, if somebody needed internet, there was like a cafe, an internet cafe that you go, you pay, and for 1 hour you get internet. So once a week you check your emails. Baruch Hashem, we didn't have that problem with smartphones when I was in yeshiva. I see how it's distracting. But even without that, there wasn't a phone there, there wasn't a TV, you're secluded, you're not in the outside world. It's very easy to hold a very high level. Then I had to go out to the real world. I got engaged. We had to pay for the wedding. We didn't have assistance in the wedding. And it happened to me that my wife had to physically split before the wedding, not to be next to each other. So she came here to Tzfat to learn. And I stayed in New York. So I had to also find somehow money to pay for the wedding. So my wife at the time was working in real estate. And she told me, why don't you take my customers and you continue showing the apartments. She used to rent apartments in Manhattan. So I was like, what, go into the real world? After I've been months in yeshiva, where there's only fluorescent lights and pale food. So, food without them, just a lot of pepper and salt in it to give it some taste. So suddenly I go out to the world, a lot of distractions, and not just any type of world, into Manhattan. A lot of people and a lot of temptations, and it suddenly it seems you go down in your level. It is, because I didn't pray as long, I didn't learn as much, I wasn't in a holy environment. Comes the opportunity to very easily sin, very easily. When you're in a yeshiva, there's no temptations. All you see is walls and books. There's not a lot of temptations and not a lot of places to sin. There's a kitchen, you eat in the kitchen. It's not like Manhattan, then suddenly you're like, smell this food. Now, when you are new Baal Tshuva, that's a temptation. Sometimes, okay, you know, it's not meat. The Yetzirah comes with all these advice why you can eat that food. Nevertheless, when a person goes down in their level, for whatever reason, there's a greater chance to fail in sin. אבל הצדיק, היורד בכדי לתקן את ביתו, when the person goes down in the level in order to correct, rectify, and elevate his house, what did we say his house is? Not the four walls where he lives, his yirah, and his anava. How can I correct my yirat Hashem, or my yirat chet, my fear of sin? Fearing Hashem is not that I'm afraid Hashem will beat me up, is I have respect, awe, a certain awe in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is coming to practice when you see a person how they get dressed. Some people get dressed, they walk around in the room, and another person will be under a cover or in a bathroom and quietly. And some people get dressed, you know, they get completely naked. Another person will take the top off and put a top on. Take the pants off, put the pants on. So this is an awe in front of Hashem, because Hashem is everywhere. Why would I walk around in the house half naked? Or, you know, in public, you're very adequate. You sit a certain way, you behave a certain way, because people are looking at you. In the home, you usually don't behave how you're in public. One should behave in public how they behave in at home, how they're behaving in public. So, you know, when there's closed doors and a closed room, you are a total different person. You know, the best example is Putnam music. So you'll see people like, they'll go, maybe put the same song in a closed room and you're there by yourself. Suddenly you're John Travolta. You're making all these moves, you know, moves that you will never, never ever do in public. Also, so you start breakdancing and you... So, but next to people, you know, you. So, that's the proof how you're different next to people and in the home. And next to, you know, people, you're very polite. This is your.
Sometimes you have to demolish the house to rebuild the foundation.
No, I'm just saying that sometimes the house is my Yirat Hashem and my Anava. Sometimes I have to correct it. So I wouldn't say to demolish the house to fix the foundation. I would rather say remodel the house. You want to paint now the walls? You have to take things out. You move out of the house for 2-3 days. The painters come, they repaint the house, and they have a nice new walls. Sometimes it's just required to paint the walls. Sometimes it's just to remodel the house. I wouldn't necessarily say demolish the house and to fix the foundation. Just to add. So I go down to, so to say, fix my house. Why? Atzadik yored b'chdei letaken et beto, to fix the house, b'yira v'anava. Because I want to reach to a level that I'm refining my yirat Hashem, yirat chet, my fear of sin. And I'm refining also my level of anava. I started saying before that you have fear from Hashem. This is not fear that I'm going to be beaten up. Rather, a level of respect to Hashem. That's why I gave the example with getting dressed. Because when you feel that Hashem is around you, you don't just behave however you want. The same way that in public, you're not going to do a certain act because it's going to be embarrassing to you. I'm not going to have to go into details with what type of acts, you know. Some people pick their nose, pick their ears, and, you know, all sorts of noises coming out from different places. So you know, in public, sometimes you will behave a certain way. Some people don't. But, you know, what's the difference in public or next to Hashem? Nevertheless, this is Yirah of Hashem, but you also have to develop fear of sin, to be afraid of the sin itself, not of Hashem. To be afraid that I don't want to deal with the sin right now. I don't want to get myself dirty with the sin. So nevertheless, sometimes I have to go down in my level to reach down. I mean, it's almost like going to the basement that you weren't there for half a year to start looking for something. It's stored deep down inside. So you go down and you refine the level of Yirah and Anava. Why? So I should not come to any failure or sin. And this is the meaning in the Mishnah. וזהו פירוש המשנה, איזהו תם ואיזהו מועד. There's a Mishnah that says, who's the person that is called the tam, and who's the person that is called מועד? What does that mean? יש לומר שהתנא מרמז לדברנו, the Tana, the sage, is hinting to what we're talking here about this in this parasha. איזהו תם, who's the person, who's the tam? We said a person, our sages said, that can't cheat, that is innocent and honest. רוצה לומר, התם, הנקרא בשם תם יושב אוהלים. A person that is tam is a person who sits, dwells in a tent. This is considering individual that is learning Torah. That's the term. יושב אוהלים, sitting in a tent, is somebody who is learning Torah. ואיזו מועד? מועד is what is designated to. As we already wrote, מועד הוא רמז לעולמות העליונים. It's a hint for the worlds above. Lashon Muad, the verse, the tongue, the way, the expression Muad, is with a becholam. With a cholam means a dot over the letter. And you learn the punctuations, the dots, then cholam is when you have a dot over the letter. And then and here it says it's written Muad with a cholam. V'amar eze Muad. He says the meaning. What is the meaning for that? Ezu atzadik shu tamid mekushar v'davuk b'olamot elyonim. The punctuation, the dot of cholam is above the letter. There's different dots. I'm sure you're familiar. You have dots that are under the letter. One dot, chirik, two dots, tzere, three dots is segol. Each one it sounds e, I, o. Specifically, the cholam, that's the name of the dot, it's above the letter. What is that hinting to? When the sage says about Ezu Moad, doesn't say Moed, but Moad, that the Cholam is above the letter, this is hinting, we said about the worlds above, that the person is constantly connected and pointed up, like we said, glued, or how did you say, adhere to the worlds above, and constantly he's motion, his energy is pointed up directed to the world above. Kol she'idu bo shlosha yamim. The Mishnah says the person that has was testified for 3 days, and it's giving an example. What does it mean testified for 3 days? De'ita b'mikra u'b'mishnah v'talmud emorerim et hanefesh v'ruach v'neshama. It's found in the Mikra, in the text of the Torah, in the Mishnah, in the Oral Torah, and in the Talmud, the Oral Torah. Hem morim hanefesh v'ruach v'neshama. These three places, these three places is arousing three levels in the soul, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And this is the hint when it says sheheidu bo, that they testified on him, meaning that there was some type of an awakening in the nefesh, ruach, and neshama, la'alot lo lamot, liyot tamid davuk bem, is to be elevated to the worlds above, so the person can always be in all three levels of a nefesh, ruach, and neshama, attached to the worlds above. V'tam, we mentioned before already, mishechzor bo shlosha yamim, that he returns for 3 days. Dahainu, what does that mean? Gam shiyored mimamdregato, even though the person goes down in his level, hu chozer letamuto, when he comes back, he goes back to the same level of the way it's called is tam. But the, so to say, the adjective of it will be tamuto, sheino nichshal chalila, that he doesn't fail. Vetzan tamuto bimkoma umedet, and the part of him that he's strong and firm, not to fail, is very strong, and he can't, and it's standing firm where it is. Basically, saying in other words. Basically saying in other words that I need these periods, these times that I, so to say, going down. They are required because that's what arouses my nefesh, ruach, and neshama to be constantly pointed and directed to the world above. Because like I said yesterday, the motion of the world, the motion of life, let's call it, is the motion of going up and down, and up and down, and up and down. Like a person's that is connected to a monitor in a hospital, you see the monitor going up and down, and up and down. This is the easiest way to relate to it. And if chas v'shalom, the line is straight, then the person is dead. There's no life there. There's no chayut. So everything that manifests into the world is a reflection of what's going on above. So if the motion of my life is placed now on a monitor and I see it is going up and down, obviously the motion of my spiritual life is the same idea, going up and down. And if chas v'shalom, it's in a straight line, there's no chayut, there's no life there. So we look at these periods when I go down as a disaster. Oh my gosh, I'm not so religious like how I was 2 months ago. 2 months ago I was here and now I'm here. And that causes me to fall more down. That's when the Yetzirah is going to come and kick me in my guts. Because when I'm weak, that's when the Yetzirah is going to come and tell you, see, you are a loser. You're no good for nothing. A month ago, look where you were, and look where you are now. Once you used to wake up at 5 in the morning and went to the mikveh, now you wake up at 8 and you turn around to the next side and you wake up at 9. So the Yetzirah is a master in confusing you. That's why the beautiful teachings of Rabbi Nachman from Breslov, the most famous teaching is En Yeush Ba'olam, there's no despair in the world, because the Yetzirah is going to wait for you to come down. He knows you must come down. Because again, that's the motion, you're going constantly up and down. He's not going to attack you when you're high. He's going to attack you when you're low. He's just waiting for you to be low. And when you're low, he's going to start, you know, sprouting. That's not the right word. Sprinkling these ideas in your mind. Oh my gosh, I lost my level. Why? Only to bring you to sadness. When you're sad, you don't function the right way. When you have a good mood, then you're operating in a completely different level. When you are sad and heavy, That's when you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you don't see any reason to continue. That's when the Yetzirah comes and becomes your best friend. Now what does he come to present to you? The idea that you should fall into despair because you're failing. That's why the idea of any Yeush Ba'olam, that there's no despair in the world, is not to try to cheer you up like a friend, don't worry, everything will be okay. No, that's not the idea. The idea is that when Hashem created the world, He created many things in the world. He created love, He created happiness, He created also pain, He created hate, He created a lot of things, Hashem. But you know what He didn't create? He didn't create despair.
So where does it come from?
It doesn't. What? It's a lie. It's a lie of the Yetzirah that comes and tells you there is despair in the world. And how does he manipulate you? Like the snake, like the serpent in Gan Eden. The serpent in Gan Eden came to Chava and told her, eat from the tree. She says, we can't. He says, okay, so touch the tree. It doesn't say, Hashem didn't tell you you're not allowed to touch. And he pushed her on the tree and he told her, you see, nothing happened. You're good to go. So the Nachash comes and tells you, oh, you know, the same way that Hashem created hate and pain and sadness and many other negative things, He also created despair. You should now recognize that there is despair in the world. But really, when the tzaddik comes and says, there is no despair, there's no such a thing. It's like in the Matrix, there is no spoon. Why are you trying to bend the spoon? There is no spoon. Remember that part? Good. So the idea...
I also remember you saying that if a person has a headache, somebody can't come and say you don't have a headache. So if someone's feeling despair...
But you quoting me when I said somebody human. The Yetzirah is not human. He's in your head. Nachon, you know, the Yetzirah can also convince you have a headache. But the reality is if you're really climbing to such a level, you can also convince yourself that you don't have a headache. That's how powerful your mind is. But nevertheless, this is not our topic. I'm talking about when the Yetzirah is coming and telling you, you went down in your level, and he's trying to pull you more down. Instead of you saying, okay, nothing happened. I just went down a little bit in my level. Well, no big deal. It's for me to come down, to do a quick analogy, refine now my midata anava, so I can be a little bit more humble. I can only work on my humility, on my humbleness, when I'm down. I will not work on my humbleness when I'm in a very high place. That's where I'm developing my arrogance and my ego and my self-awareness. So Hashem says, whoa, 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 relax, cowboy. I see you can't handle the high level. I will put you down. So either I do it myself, and I rather do it myself because then it's not so harsh. Or I told you yesterday what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, Hashpel atzmecha, make yourself humble. Hashem will rise you already. But if you don't do that, then Hashem will make you humble. So the point that we're trying to get from it is that I will experience in my life many times that I go down. And the going down is not only mean not waking up at 5, rather waking up at 7. The going down can be a financial loss, can be end of a relationship, can be so many different things that will cause me to feel that I'm going down. The point to take from that is the going down, why are we talking about that? Because now we see that Yaakov and Yosef and the Shvatim, they all went down to Mitzrayim. So this parasha starts by saying, okay, these are the sons of Israel that went down to Mitzrayim. Very interestingly, look what it says also in the text. It says about Shmot Bnei Israel Yordim Mitzrayim. These are the names of the sons of Israel that went Mitzrayim. And after that, it says that Yosef Hayah B'Mitzrayim. Yosef was also in Mitzrayim. A minute later, he just told me Yosef died. And now the text is saying, and Yosef is in Mitzrayim. Just look at the text. Zohar explains that Yosef was still, both his body and his neshama stayed in Mitzrayim to stay around with them. To make sure that they have some type of a pillar, that they can have some type of hope. Yaakov said, no, take me to Canaan, bury me with my fathers and my wife. Yosef says, leave me here, And you know, they needed to have a kivrei tzaddikim because they couldn't go out to Eretz Israel. So Yosef said, okay, I'll stay here. I'll be the kever tzaddik of you that you have where to go. When they had a weak moment, they went to the river to pray to the tzaddik. That's why we see also in our generation and many other generations, there are certain tzaddikim that decided to be buried in the country where they were and not to be moved to Israel. Some asked to be moved to Israel, and some tzaddikim said, no, I'm going to have to stay here, so it will be some type of a location for a person to come and pray to the kever of the tzaddik. So, same thing with Yosef. But why is the Torah relating to the fact that they went down to Mitzrayim as a positive thing? Yeah, in general, if you're looking at it from one angle, they went to slavery, and they suffered a lot. But that was the momentum of going down, the going down to catch the momentum to go out of Mitzrayim to receive the Torah. Other than that, they wouldn't be able to receive the Torah. So the point to take to that practically is that my life is constantly going to be experiencing ups and downs. The smart person here is when I'm up, not to develop an ego, not to develop too much of an arrogance or too much of a big head, we call it in Hebrew. My head is pumped with too much nonsense. And on the other hand, when I go down, is not to let me not to fall into the trap of the Yetzer Hara that I'm actually now I lost it. Oh, I had it before. Now I'm down in my level. When you know how to relate with the going up and the going down the right way, then it's going in a very normal and healthy motion. And yes, you will experience the down. You just need to know that the down, going down, is not to start dealing with the Yetzer Hara or my depression. Rather to understand, okay, now I'm down, start refining your Midat Anava. Obviously Hashem made me this big right now. Whatever it is that I'm going through. That's why I said the going down is not necessarily that your Avodat Hashem went down. It can be that you went down in your financial state. In your financial level, I had a very good job, now I'm unemployed. Or I had it can be in a relationship, it can be in a place where I live, it can be in many different places that I feel that I went down. That is to polish the midah, the attribute of anava, of being humble, and also my irat achet, my fear of sin. And if I live like this, if this is the attitude that I hold by, then every level that I go to, it's also serving of Hashem. Sometimes I serve Hashem being here, sometimes I serve Hashem being here. The point that I want to take is that I constantly, when I refine my fear of sin and my attribute of humbleness, is only for the next level that I'm only going to not fall into sin. That's the whole point here, is to bring me to a level when I have fear of sin and midat anava, I will most likely either sin much less or not sin at all. And that's ultimately what I want to bring to myself. Therefore, we have to take from that we're also right now in a type of a Mitzrayim. We're in an exile. And very, very few people, they feel that, okay, this is for us to be elevated. Most people, when it comes to the state right now of exile, they're already in a state of despair. You tell a person Mashiach is coming, I heard that already for 3,000 years. Just Friday, there was a lady here that she was asking me, and she was asking me all sorts of questions. I kept telling her, but Mashiach is coming soon. She was like, yeah, but you know what? I've been telling my kids for 30 years, Mashiach is coming. And now my kids are saying, Mom, you've been saying that for 30 years. He didn't come yet. So we don't believe anymore. So they're like letting go. So that's the problem, is that we are specifically now mirrored to the time of Mitzrayim. They were also already like, they couldn't take it anymore. We read in this parasha, Mikotzer ruach v'avodah kasha, they just couldn't take it anymore. Die, had it up to here. They didn't believe that even there can be a Mashiach, a Redeemer. So we have to take from that also, okay, so it will take another day or two, or maybe a month or two. Chas v'shalom, maybe more than that. But we have to understand, Mashiach is around the corner. We have to keep your head up. This going down is only for us. It's only for us to be so refined and so cleansed that specifically when Mashiach comes, I will be a vessel to receive this godly revelation. When Mashiach comes, we're having a rerun of Matan Torah. When we're not going to go on a mountain and get the Torah physically, but he says, Mashiach comes, Torah chadasha meiti titze. A new Torah is going to be given, and we're going to be elevated to a much higher level. As has to be a going down. Now, if Bnei Israel went to Mitzrayim for 210 years, and they got as a result the Torah, just imagine what we're getting after 2,000 years of exile. I mean, if you're taking the relations, 210 years Torah, 2,000 years, just imagine what's waiting for us.